The four-star general, retired four-star general Michael Hayden, standing by, former director of the NSA and the CIA, uniquely qualified to talk about so many things that are going on in our world. The center of his book, which we'll get to in a second, and the potential new CIA director, and whether or not we will, in fact, give her a fair hearing. It brings me back to Spy Masters, the Showtime documentary, where all the CIA directors incredibly were put together to converse. Mm-hmm. On what's happened since 9/11. And this line from Michael Hayden always stands out to me.
If some future president is going to decide to waterboard, he better bring his own bucket, because he's going to have to do it himself. The agency's not going to do this again.
General Michael Hayden, the new book is called The Assault on Intelligence, American National Security in the Age of Lies. It's an honor to have you back, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and Spy Masters, I bet I've watched it 7 or 8 times now. It's just amazing to have all of the former CIA directors speak on all the topics you had to address, and what you dealt with then and what we're dealing with now. And the biggest threat we're dealing with now, as you deal with in the book, is dishonesty.
Right. Actually, as dark as it sounds, when people ask me, what keeps you awake at night now, General? The answer is, we do. And so the theme of the book is kind of a three-layer cake, and layer one isn't the president. Layer one is us.
Right.
And we have become what scholars have identified as a post-truth culture. We make decisions based on something other than fact or data. We base decisions on emotion, preference, grievance, loyalty, tribalism. And frankly, the candidate, President Trump, identified that, used it during the campaign, and I say in the book, I think some of what he does and a lot of what he says makes that situation, that post-truth approach, worse. And then finally, the third layer are the Russians, kind of coming in over the top, taking advantage of everything I just described to divide us even further for their own purposes. But the core...
No, do we lose him? We clipped out. I'm sorry, we lost the line, didn't we? Apparently we did. We're going to try to get him back here quickly. I'm not quite sure what happened there, but we lost the phone line. And the book, again, is called The Assault on Intelligence, American National Security in the Age of Lies. Michael Hayden is a former director of the National Security Agency and the CIA. And Super Joe, I know it's your birthday, but let us know when we have him back.
It's interesting, the clip that you played, though, about the waterboarding, how they're going to have to bring their own waterboard with them, because Gina Haspel now, who is obviously the nominee, or will be the nominee to be the head of the CIA.
She is a nominee. Now she's going to get a fair hearing.
Exactly, because of her past and, you know, allegations of destroying videotapes of such interrogations in 2005. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
And if we can get Michael Hayden back, one of the things I want to ask him, he makes the point in the book that there is intelligence to be gathered from Trump's tweets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's that intelligence that somebody like him understands that we don't necessarily have it. We're connecting back up with him now. We've got a 3-point phone connection here.
Yeah, right.
Between New York and wherever General Hayden is and us.
On a secured line.
well, we'd hope it's a secured line, right? And he also details in the book how Russia's, from the Trump Tower meeting, the intelligence the Russians could have gathered from that. So let me jump back. We got all three layers of the cake in, General, just before the line cut off.
Okay, thank you.
But as we continue
go ahead.
I was going to say, as we continue the discussion of the assault on intelligence, I wanted to make sure we got to this. You detail in the book that these tweets... the primary form of communication for him, this isn't just an annoying, insulting blather, that there's intelligence to be gathered from these by the other side.
You know, so we create, I say in the book, we create personality profiles on foreign leaders around the world. We spend a lot of time, a lot of money trying to figure out what makes these other leaders tick. So we know where their buttons are, where their vulnerabilities, their exposed nerves. Our president seems to expose his deepest id on a routine basis. Mm-hmm. And you can glean so much from what triggers him, what his sleep habits are, what his patterns of thought might be, just by the way that he tweets. So it's whatever else you might think of them, good, bad, or indifferent. In terms of a foreign intelligence service, this is a gold mine.
The Magnitsky Act. the reason the adoption question came up when the Donald Trump Jr. Meeting at the Trump Tower was originally released was you could bury the dirty side of this if you just placed it off on adoptions. But the Magnitsky Act takes all of Russia's richest people, including Vladimir Putin, and shuts down their money. So that's what this was about. And what did Russia get out of this meeting?
Well, I mean, number one, yes, that's what it was about. And frankly, it was pretty clear from the beginning that's what it was about. She is Veselnitskaya, the lawyer, and had a record of representing the sanctioned powerful folks in Moscow. She asked for the meeting, promising Russian government dirt on Hillary Clinton, and the Trump campaign took the meeting. So what did the Russians learn? Number one, they learned they would take the meeting.
Right.
Number two, they learned that they wouldn't report the meeting to the FBI because the Russians would have noticed increased American counterintelligence had they done it. Number three, they understood that the campaign, potentially future president, was willing to talk about sanctions relief. And then number four, because the campaign didn't report it, the Russians kind of got a down payment on what they call kompromat. In other words, this soft approach had created a track record of the Trump team being willing to talk to the Russians. That's a pretty good day's work for Russian intelligence.
It's a big deal. You also make the point in the book, which is, it goes to everything that's wrong about a broken man like I view Donald Trump to be. But he never understands the room. And in not understanding the room and being so narcissistic and self-centered, you take the job where you have to be able to have your head on a swivel and understand what you're saying and the importance of every word and every syllable of what you say, not just get up and say, well, what am I going to do to protect the voices in my head today? And we go back to that meeting he initially took with the CIA, where he went to the CIA, the group of the best intelligence gatherers who have to deal in facts, and had the president of the United States, their new boss, stand in front of him, General Hayden, and say, I had the biggest inaugural crowd. What could they have been thinking?
I actually go to that scene in the book and describe it as the worst visit ever by a president to an American intelligence agency. And to draw out the inaugural crowd size, to claim that it was a lie that the press was creating, that he had been criticizing American intelligence. And I say in the book, and he's saying this in a room full of fact-based analysts. How could you possibly imagine that that's going to improve the situation? And so it was sadly an opportunity lost. I give the president credit in the book for listening to somebody and going out to the agency knowing he had some fences to mend, but the performance just dug the hole even deeper.
Right.
General, good morning. How important is the view of the international community? I know we're dealing, obviously, with North Korea, this Russian situation, trade with China. How important is the opinion of other countries right now for the United States?
So I know the president has run very strongly that his predecessors paid too much attention to what the other guys think. And I understand that, and there's kind of an instinctive reaction from a lot of Americans. Yeah, we should be looking out for ourselves. But people like me understand that the health of our relations with these other countries is in the very long-term interest of the United States. You know, a question I ask of folks is, well, why don't you list for me all the allies that Russia or China have that are important and useful to them? And okay, we're done with the conversation. All right?
Right.
There are no countries on that list. We, on the other hand, do have allies. It is a national advantage, a strategic edge. And let me summarize what I hear from our foreign friends. Under Barack Obama, the question was, particularly in the late Obama years, where are you guys? Because we were just engaging. What I'm hearing now from our foreign friends is, who are you guys?
Right.
We're not recognizable to them.
And by the way, that sort of uncertainty in the rest of the world is not good for us on any level, which brings us to the overwhelming point of the book. And that is that the assault on intelligence, American national security in the age of lies, we can't go on like this. Because if we question the veracity of what the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA says and does for us, we got nothing, General.
I've lived the life. I've gotten some things wrong. I've deserved, my institutions have deserved to be criticized. But that's arguing over the facts. We don't do that much anymore. What you get is, rather than an argument over the facts, is the lying media and so-called, right. we get the attempt to delegitimize the other side, as if we don't have to win the argument. We just have to tell our own supporters, those people over there, you can't trust them.
General Michael Hayden, as I always say, get two copies. You're careless, you'll lose one. Get a third copy. Because
it's that good.
Well, it's that good. And also, I want you to be able to give one to your target. You know what I'm talking about when I say your target?
No. Wink, wink.
Been watching too many Bruce Willis movies. General, you could go off and have a great life on the speaker's circuit and not say anything to the rest of us. I so appreciate the intelligence you share every day. And I hope we can look back at this and laugh at some point.
Well, thanks. I remain optimistic. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being on. General Michael Hayden, the assault on intelligence, American national security in the age of lies.